everything you need to know, plus some fun and frivolity. We've got a couple of guys that join me each and every Friday. Master blogger Hart Williams is right here, and also a pointy head intellectual, according to many. And Mac, who didn't get mentioned, but that's all right, Mac. It's okay.
I think Betty doesn't like me.
I think she does, though. I think you just, next year, I think it's going to be all you next year. Last night at the State of the City Address, I was there. It was great to be part of that. Lots of people there, lots of guests I want to bring in here that are doing great work in our community. The mayor, really not saying anything surprising, but holding the course. No apologies for her somewhat controversial stand on West Eugene Parkway and other issues. She's got a plan, and I wanted to just play this because I want to thank Councillor Taylor, first of all, for listening to the show and making some mention of it. So I'm going to lean way over here because everything's so convenient and do this.
While we honor dead heroes, we need to also value the living who are unafraid to speak the truth and are willing to work for the long-term good of the community. Thanks to Nancy's staff for providing a radio voice to wise heroes like Jim Weaver, to dedicated activists like George Barris, to intellectuals like Hart Williams.
All right, there you have it. There's no F in my name.
But I'm a pointy-headed intellectual.
I know. She got staff, and it's staff, and she forgot pointy head. And Max, well, not even really mentioned.
Maybe she thought I was mad.
You never know. I think she picked her favorites, and sure enough, you were up there. Intellectual!
Well, I thank her in whatever spirit it was intended.
It was very nice, and I think she has the right spirit. By the way, I was actually heading up to the table, because all the counselors were there, to try to invite them again to be part of the show. Some have taken advantage of that, some will not.
Mm-hmm.
Betty's been here, and I'm sure we'll be back. We have a regular guest in David Kelly. We've had many of the counselors. Some get busy, can't do it. The mayor's here on a regular basis. If your city councilor is not on this show, be assured they have been invited. And if you'd like to have more time with them on a public forum, that's what this is about. If you have ideas, if you have guests, if you don't want yourself to come on, but you want an issue fanned out, call me, write me, nancy@kopt.com. There.
There.
I've said it. Congratulations for getting mentioned, you pointy head.
And on behalf of all of the present and former members of the Mary Marvel Marching Society, I'd just like to say, cowabunga.
Cowabunga back at you. Speaking of weird things, you guys, can we just for a moment, and I know there's always some hesitation on my part to give him any play at all, but he's getting to be like a train wreck. Pat Robertson, did you see?
He's actually covered. In our little piece that later on called The Windmills of the Right-Wing Mind.
There's no bottom to where he will go. It is like watching something that you just think. I have to ask myself, and I want to ask you this. Why do people still watch
that? Thank God he doesn't drink.
You're bringing God into it.
Well, thank somebody.
Are you sure he doesn't?